We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bringing him in now, Eric Branchek of the Green Bay Press-Gazette. Eric, no Aaron Jones today at practice for whatever reason. David Bakhtiari in street clothes. Kevin King still looks to be nursing that quad injury. They're a banged-up team right now, so give me the likelihood that this is not only going to be a shootout, but a very tight ball game, in your opinion.
Well, first of all, before we get started, how do we get on that? I want to win one of those triggers. I'd like to win that.
Right? Those things are great. Out there at Schulze Family Farms, yeah, that's great.
Oh, man. I have an old-fashioned Weber Smoky Mountain, but I really like to try the Traeger, though, because it just – to be able to set it and forget it. Anyways,
yep,
back to football.
That's exactly it. They're electric. You just flip the switch, and off they go, and it's so good.
Oh. Anyways, they're banged up. Yeah, I think they're banged up. I don't think they're banged up beyond recognition where they can't go out and win a football game. We haven't heard why Aaron Jones is at practice. It could be a personal reason. It could be illness. We don't know. So to speculate on that would be I don't think it would make a whole lot of sense. Having Bakhtiari gone, now this is something that we all have to take a look at. What I would do if I'm Matt LaFleur, I'm sliding Elgton Jenkins out to left tackle. We saw him earlier in the season at right tackle. Let's slide him out to left tackle and see how he fares. Because it does a couple things. If he hangs on and he does a pretty good job, now you can think about next season. Do we really need to sign Bakhtiari? Can we use that money elsewhere? So I think that is a bigger development than what anyone else is really thinking about. And at least when I saw that injury and now we hear that Bakhtiari is not practicing, that puts up some big red lights and saying, this is interesting. This is going to be, can he do it? Can he hold up out there? Is his feet good enough? Is he going to be able to keep his hands inside and punch some of those speed rushers before they are able to get the corner on him? How is he going to handle a blitz? Can he handle a twist? Is he going to be able, you know, there's a lot of things that it's going to be interesting to watch. So this game is going to be really fun to watch. Having Kevin King is probably going to be really important if they want to slow it. You know, they got some pretty good receivers down there, so that's going to make a difference. How I think it is, this is the one game, and write this down because I'll never say this again. I don't care if they get a single sack. I don't worry about the sacks in this game. What we need to do is keep Watson in between the tackles. He's got to stay in the pocket. If they are able to keep him in the pocket and just collapse the pocket from the inside, they're going to do really good. Where he is extremely dangerous is when he gets outside the pocket and then he's got the football in his hand. He's a two-option issue. He can throw the ball, he can run the ball. Either of them are deadly when he's on the move out of the pocket. So the only key, there, all the other stuff doesn't matter. Keep Watson in the pocket at all times, and they're going to be okay.
Yeah, he's the most prolific passer for 20 yards or more and creates the majority of it with his feet. So I agree with you. I think keeping him in the pocket and not being able to allow him to extend plays in order to get guys downfield and set things up is one of the keys to the ball game as well. I am really interested to see Aaron Rodgers' side. As much as I want to pay attention to the defense, I'm really interested to see Aaron Rodgers' side of things in the sense of getting in and out of the huddle, getting the rhythm, getting the hard count, getting the motion back, getting back to what it is they were doing prior to the Tampa Bay game.
Well, some of that is, you know, on the sideline there. You know, LaFleur's got to get the plays
right.
And most importantly is they need to have some wiggles. They need to have a little bit of wrinkles. They need to be able to do something a little bit different, because teams had the first 4 weeks of tape to watch, and then Tampa Bay came out, and they're sitting on out routes. They were ready for the slants to Devontae Adams. You know, they're ready for the outside zone. Some of that is because they have some really good personnel at linebacker, and I understand that, and I give them credit for that. However, when you get punched, you got to make a choice. You know, you either lay down and take it, or are you going to stand up and go and punch back? And that's the part where I was not impressed with the way that their offense responded after Tampa Bay kind of got up on them. You know, they're, you know, now you got to see some wrinkles. So, you know, if you're going to run a guy in motion and he runs out all the time, okay, so run him an out and up. Do something different that's within your scheme to keep defenses honest. Some of that's going to be also got that front, the offensive line. Now you're missing Bakhtiari, your best pass blocker. How are you going to slow down the rush? You know, so
right.
So there is a couple of layers to this whole thing, and they're going to have to figure out a way to do it, and whether it be moving the pocket. That's the other thing we didn't see in Tampa Bay was, you know, where was the rollout pass? Where, you know, how come we didn't slide and do any sprint passes or slide protection outside of the pocket so that there was opportunities to get out of that rush? Where were the screen passes? Where was the draw? A draw probably would have been okay too. You know, so some of those things has to come from the sideline. It isn't necessarily Aaron Rodgers. But yes, you want to be able to see Aaron Rodgers be able to step up. But I think from the sideline, I think it's the bigger chess match is happening on the sideline. If they're going to get rush and pressure from the gut, and they're going to beat the offensive line, they got to move the pocket. And they got to do screens. They have to do draws. They have to do things. If you want to rush us, go ahead, because they have to have ways to beat the rush rather than just stand there and get pistol whipped.
Talking with Eric Brancheck at the Green Bay Press Gazette and also PackersNews.com on the Schneider Orange Hotline. You had mentioned Matt LaFleur. I agree. Matt LaFleur talked about the practice last week, and I know that between him and Aaron Rodgers, they sounded extremely testy on Wednesday. So I look at both of these guys together and think, okay, Aaron, he's going to have the anxiety of, hey, let's get the play in so I can get out of the huddle, so I can get up to the line of scrimmage and use the hard count and everything that's beneficial. But this is going to be, if they have the shuffling of the offensive line, this is going to be really Corey Linsley too, but they need Matt LaFleur, like you had said, has to get the play in quick enough so they can have at least 13, 15 seconds to get to the line of scrimmage and do what it is they do. You start running short and trying to think about things too much, then, yeah, I think you're going back to the same circumstance we saw last week. And you've got a really good pass rush, one of the best sack teams in the NFL. The problem is they don't tackle very well, and they get out of their zones and their lanes against the run. That's been their bugaboo. But defensively speaking, they get to the quarterback quick. And if they see a clock ticking down and they're able to tee off, that's beneficial. So that's why tomorrow, I should say Sunday, is going to be so imperative on the head coach. Agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And getting the play in and out is important, but I think having some wiggle, having something different looks, doesn't necessarily need to be a formation look. It could just be, you know, breaking tendencies, because they got 4 weeks of tendencies, and Tampa Bay certainly did their homework, because that was one well-coached defense, I'll tell you that much. And they're very talented as well. So, but what they're going to need to do is break tendencies. So maybe Devontae Adams only gets 6 targets or 7 targets instead of 10 or 15. You know, they need to break tendencies, and they need, I think they need to run the inside zone more. That's where the strength of their blocking is on the inside. And if you got athletic linebackers that are running you down to the alley, fine, run down to the alley. I'm going to bend it back inside. You need a hard step outside, bend it back inside, make those guys stay home so you can get some of those outside zone plays going. That's what makes that team go, is when you get that outside zone, now who's in the alley? You got safeties that got to have alley, or you're going to have, if you're going to play with your cornerbacks, they're going to have the alley, then you're going to have your safeties got to have contained. So you're putting pressure on the people that are going to give up the big plays when you can get the outside zone working. Because once they get outside the zone and they're running in the alley, now the only guys that can make the play are going to be linebackers that are going to trail the play from the backside, or safeties coming up. So when you shut down that outside zone, now safeties can run around and do whatever they want and stay with receivers. So it's really important for them to get the outside zone going. But I think they got to set it up more inside zone, because they had success. They had tremendous success, I thought, running the ball between the guards or inside. Certainly, you know, from a B gap to B gap, where they struggled was when they tried to go C gap in the alley and the linebackers were cleaning everything up because the offensive lineman couldn't get to them at the second level. So forget it. Don't even try it. If they're going to be that good and they're going to over-pursue to the outside zone, fine. Pound it up the gut right at them and see what they can do then.
We've been debating all day today, more so on Twitter than anything, that which side of the ball do the Packers need if they were to make a trade at the trade deadline. And I think as much as we can dare to dream, I think it's a moot point. I don't think they're going to do too much, if anything, in the trade market. You tell me, do you think the Packers under Brian Gutekunst, he tried to bring in Funchess, and Funchess opted out, brings in Kirksey knowing he's a guy that gets nicked up, and now he's nicked up. Do you think that they do anything else? Because at some point, you got Aaron Rodgers, and you're sitting there saying, what are we doing? Are we going for it in 3 years when we believe that Jordan Love's going to take over, or are we going for it trying to win a championship now? You can say you're trying and go through the mishmash, but are you really trying if you're not putting the weapons and you're just strictly going through the draft and you're not putting the weapons around him that you really need? So do they make a deal?
Great question. I don't think anyone's going to like my answer. My answer is it depends on how Jenkins does at left tackle. If he plays left tackle and he just lights out, I think maybe they can afford to make a trade. What's interesting about this year is that there seems to be more teams that are at fire sale point right now than ever before this early in the season. So, you know, you got the Jets out there. You know, you're looking at Houston, Atlanta. Those are places, Houston and Atlanta would be, you know, look at their roster. Let's see if you can dig anything out of there. I would think that, you know, someone on the outside, on the perimeter, would be their target. Whether or not they can, I don't know if they have the firepower. But, you know, here's the reality is if you were to sign Bakhtiari next year, so you got Bakhtiari and that quarterback, and they're both so you have $50 million probably,
right,
maybe more, tied up in two dudes. That's really hard to fill the holes that everybody says that this team has. So I think this is just me speaking. I have no – they don't say anything over there. You can't – you need a bolt cutters and a blowtorch to get anything out of those guys. But the reality is I think if Jenkins looks really good and he does play left tackle on Sunday, then I think the likelihood of going out and getting somebody that you know you're going to have to pay a little bit in the future for, I think that would be the more likely scenario. If he goes out there and he looks like he's in a rodeo, or if he's out there and the Olaying guys, mm-hmm, then I think the likelihood of any type of trade is going to be, you know, pretty small.
Good stuff as always, and we'll talk again on Monday and break it all down after the fact, okay?
Yeah, all right. Sounds good. What time are you smoking tomorrow?
I will be smoking the grill on Sunday prior to the game.
Uh-huh. Okay, so, maybe we'll see.
Anytime you make this way, just let me know. I'll waft some of that smoke up that direction. There you go. Eric, appreciate it, buddy.
Have a good one.
Talk to you soon. Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.